David Rakowski with a Monday Night Football-esque catch for the touchdown. Makes it 22-8 with 23.9 seconds left in the clock. And now Ubley goes for the two for the onside kick, and it goes out of bounds at the 33, so that's going to be a flag. And Reese will get it at the 35-yard line. That last drive took 5 minutes and 16 seconds and covered 12 plays and nearly 60 yards down the field. Now at the 35-yard line, well, hold on a second here. We have no word yet on the official call on that squib kick to the left side and one out of bounds. And the Reese is going to get it at the 35. Okay, all set and squared away. 23.3 seconds left in the first half. Reese comes out with two receivers to the right, one the slot, one receiving. One receiver to the left, one man in the backfield. Piak in the shotgun, rolling to his left, looking to pass down the middle. Has number 35 wide open at the 50-yard line and goes airborne, brought down to the 36. Number 35, this is a big man. Archie Nayer, a junior tight end, as well as a linebacker. He should be more like a defensive end for this Reese offense. Moves the chains from the 35 to the 46 into Ubley territory.
The big man has soft hands, though, Clark, and he makes a nice catch over top of defender and then tries to leap David Rakowski, who is having none of it, and just dumps him on the side. Nice tackle there. And if I were Nayard, I'd be running people over, not trying to hop over him.
And Nayard tried to go Le'Veon Bell on that, but regardless, he has two catches now, each for 19 yards for a total of 38. Thank you, I can do math. First and 10, Reese calls their first timeout of this first half with 16.1 seconds left. They lead Ubley 22-8, but Ubley with a good-looking drive there took over five minutes off the clock, went down the whole field, and on 4th and 14 comes up with the grab in the corner of the end zone. A run-strong traditional team goes through the air and gets the catch and touchdown for Ubley.
Probably the catch of Rakowski's career. It's one of the opportunities you dream about, and an awesome catch. The defender could have easily had pass interference called against him. He was all over him. But he made a nice job adjusting to the throw and going up and getting it.
A slot receiver and receiver to the left. Two men in the backfield. Piak in the shotgun. There's the snap. Looking to his left. Has nowhere to run. And he throws it to the middle. Had a man wide open. Number 9, Adam Jansen, a senior tight end. Hits the hands and falls incomplete. Second and 10 coming up for Reese. Clock stopped at 12 seconds in the first half.
Yeah, he threw that ball on. Yeah, that ball was thrown very hard. Hit number 9, Adam Jansen, right in the hand. He could only stick one hand out. Tried to make a nice grab there, but it was led a little bit too far in front of him.
Jansen to the left, Nayard out to the right for Reese. And now they come out, and they're looking for the little two over Nayard, and they do a hook and ladder at the 40-yard line, pushed out of bounds out to the 13. Nayer did the hook and ladder to number 13, Tony Bentley, and forced out of bounds at the 35, first and 10 for Reese after a 13-yard gain.
Ubley going man-to-man out there as Nayer made a quick curl, about 6-8-yard curl, and the ball is delivered right on his numbers. And as the corner came up to make the tackle, he pitched it back to Matt Frost, who was the slot receiver, came around him and took it for an extra 4 yards and got the first down and stopped the clock.
We'll give that 13 yards to Matt Frost when all said and done. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Piak back to pass, screen pass to the left side, and he breaks free, and he's out to the 25, to the 20. He has one man to beat at the 10, and he's finally brought down at the 9-yard line in bounds, and that is going to conclude the first half. So a heck of a last play there to number, who was that even? Number 12, Tony Bentley. And it's about a 30-yard all said and done on that last play on the pass and goes short, and the first half is in the books. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. We'll break down this first half in just a hot second.
Here's Urgent Automotive News for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummings diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummins diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel additive. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Halftime in Reese. It's 22-8, Reese leading. But the good news for Ubley fans out there, Ubley stopped the bleeding and got a scoring for themselves in the second quarter there, and with about 23 seconds left, found themselves in the end zone. Let's tell you how we got there, though. 11:46 in the game, the first play, the kickoff. Ubley kicks it off to the 6-yard line into the hands of Reese's Matt Frost, and he takes it all the way down for the score, a 94-yard kickoff return for this touchdown. And then the two-point version was good to Matt Frost, makes it 8-0. Ubley then goes down, takes about 3 minutes off the clock, still 8-0 Reese. Reese goes down less than about 3 minutes, goes down Matt Frost with a 23-yard pass from Piak for the touchdown, makes it 14-0. Two-point version was no good. Ubley gets the ball back, 3 minute drive for themselves, and results in a punt again, still 14-0. Now we move to the second quarter. Reese, 11:47 left in the second quarter. Touchdown, Trevor Albers. And then a 2-point version was good to Matt Frost, makes it 22-0. Then Ubley marches down the whole field, gets down into the red zone of Reese, and then has a turnover of downs on fourth down, stopped by the Reese defense, still 22-0. But 2 minutes later, exactly 5:39 left in the first half, Reese is forced to punt after a good defensive stop by Ubley. And then with 23.9 seconds left in the first half, Ubley scores on a touchdown, a 19-yard catch to David Rakowski in the corner of the end zone on a 4th-and-14 situation. It is caught. And then 2-point version was good to Kurt Kabanski. He makes it 22-8, Reese leading Ubley by a mere 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, so far what you've seen is a whole lot of Reese tonight, and Ubley in the end of the first half there kind of came alive. They kind of got sucker punched, so to speak, in the start of the game with that kickoff return. It was a very exciting play for Reese. Took the wind right out of the sails, whatever Ubley had to start the game. They've kind of got it back. They forced a punt, scored a touchdown on a wild play, wild throw and catch on fourth and long.